It's a special two-hour show featuring the Elite Track National Championships just held at the LA Velodrome in the ADT Velodrome. And we've got a call-in from some really exciting things going on. A call-in from new world record holder Ken Fuller. We had two world records fall last week at the Velodrome. World hour records. This is 1 hour long. These two riders, Keith Ketterer, broke the world record in the Masters 50+, and Ken Fuller broke the world hour record in the Masters 60+. These guys can ride a bicycle faster than anybody else in the world, farther than anybody else in 1 hour. So Kenny will be calling in later around 12:30. We've also got the entire Elite National Championship Madison on the radio for you. The entire race, we'll be bringing you that towards the end of our show, the entire Elite Madison. We're going to keep the results secret from you, for those of you who haven't heard the results yet. And here's how it was going at the world record.
I'm a ninth.
Breaking news on Bike Sport Radio here, Brad House. Kenny Fuller just broke the world record. And we'll hope to get a chance to talk to him here. He looks totally refreshed, actually. Hey, Kenny.
Hey.
How's it going? Congratulations.
Good.
On Bike Sport Radio. Yeah. I wanted to be one of the first to congratulate you. Saw it all over Facebook and everything.
I'm good.
We'll put you on the radio here. You look totally fresh. You're already. How do you feel?
I feel great. I feel great now. Ready to go for another one. Try to break that record.
That's the spirit, really. A two-hour record. That's unbelievable. What was your time, and how'd you?
Well, it's you go for an hour,
right.
So the time is always an hour, and I ended up doing
distance
177.277 laps, I think they said. So that's I did 44.227 kilometers is what.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. How about your gearing? What kind of gearing did you
use? I use a 98-inch gear.
98-inch gear. All right. And did you feel the up and down dinner? Were you nice and steady the whole time, or how'd you?
He started me off at 21-second laps, and I went above that. At the end of 100 laps, that's how many 21-second laps I was supposed to do.
Right.
I was two laps ahead. Then he had me at 20-second laps, and I was ahead of that. And then at the end, I just kind of like whatever I had left. So, I mean, we wow. made some errors on what the record was. Roger had looked it up, and it turned out that he thought the record was 41.7. It turned out it was 43.7.
So
we were 2 kilometers off. So I had planned on going about this speed anyway.
Right.
But I just had to do it then. I didn't have any cushion at all. I just had to go that fast. So I had to up the tempo a little bit from where we were.
Unbelievable. All right. This has just happened within minutes. Congratulations, Ken Fuller, new world record holder. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
Two world records broken. We also had KK Keith Ketterer breaking the world record. We got some sounds of that now, as well as an interview. All right, so now Bike Sport Radio's here. We've got another hour record attempt. And this hour record attempt is going to be for the 50 to 60-year-olds. With KK, Keith Ketterer, on track, attempting the hour record now on the 50-plus record. Teammate Johnny Walsh is walking by there. You're here on Bike Sport Radio.
Yeah.
Out of touch, but where are we right now? On the EDM? Yeah. Sounds like he's on target, huh?
He's a lap and a half up, or a half lap up right now.
Up from the projected. Yeah. So he's on his way to the record. Keith Ketterer on track now, age 50, working on that 1 hour record. We're 29:28, almost halfway into this 1 hour record. KK well on his way to setting a new one-hour record here. We're going to have halfway point any second now. Waiting for the tone. He is ahead of schedule. There's the tone, and there's the line. He's ahead of schedule. As we approach the 30-minute mark.
I'm down here on the aim right here. This is going to be another record. Looks like.
Okay, all right. Really? Are we good? Yay! Woo! All right. That was the 30-minute mark. 10 minutes to go for KK on this hour. He's up a lap on the record. He's a lap ahead of the record. As the crowd starts to make more noise here. There, he's up a lap and about a lap and a quarter almost on the record with about 9.5 minutes to go. Everybody's banging on the boards here.
10 minutes, KK. Come on, buddy.
9.5 minutes to go. He's starting to accelerate. Maybe he can take 2 laps out of the record.
After he's gone over 179 laps, everything else is additional record.
There you go. 179 laps is the record, plus some change. And he's got 8 minutes to go. Seven laps to go. He's got 3 minutes. He is on his way to the world record. KK Keith Ketter, Amgen Giant. 6 laps to go.
Six to go. Still a record.
He's got it. Easily, he's got it. Looks like he's accelerating a little bit. We'll finish this up live right here. 2.5 minutes to go for the new record. Five to go. 5 laps to go. And that record will fall. There's the pace bell. He's up a lap and a half almost over the record. Four laps to go for the record, and Stu got 3 minutes. He's got it. He's got it. 2 minutes now.
KK, drill it, buddy, go!
3 laps. Gonna make some noise now.
Come on, KK!
About a minute and a half. He's got it, looks like.
Oh, easy.
Easily. Yeah. Easily. Let's see how far he can beat the record by now.
Yeah.
A little more than a minute to go.
$5 bet, son.
Meter laps.
Let's go!
He's got 1 minute. He can probably squeeze out 3 more laps out of this 1 minute. You're here live on Bike Sport Radio as another world record falls. Woo! Yeah! That's it. And he's got... There he goes. One more lap. He can squeeze in. 30 seconds to go. He has beat the world record. That's 2 world records falling today. First it was Kenny Fuller and now Keith Ketterer. 15 seconds to go and he has won and beat the world record. Let's see how far he can win by. He is at 181 laps. 181 laps. He's got 4 seconds to go. 181 laps.
Sucked for him.
Keep going, go!
Push it!
1 hour record, 181 laps, and unbelievable. That's a second record broken today. You're here live on Bike Sport Radio. Congratulations.
Awesome.
He's got a smile on his face. You're here at awesome. Bike Sport Radio.
Man. Awesome.
Bike Sport Radio.
Got
now
you
live.
How'd that feel?
It hurt. It hurt.
It was just a matter of pain management all the whole ride.
Right. Short ride, huh? It's only an hour.
I wanted to, you know, I felt pretty good the first 60, so I thought I'd try to put a lap up and get a lap in the bag, and then I just settled into a pace of middle 60 to recover, and then I just knew I had to do a little bit more. I was trying to get another lap, but man, that's painful.
Tell us about your gearing there. You got a monster chainring there?
It's a 54-15, which is actually a really light 97.2 gear with these tires. So I like to run a pretty high cadence, 100 over 100 when I time trial. I'm not really a gear masher. So that's why I ran this gear.
All right.
And I got to sit down.
Good job. Yeah. Thanks, Keith. Good job. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
So we're here with... Yeah, Keith just had to sit down. He couldn't stand any longer. Unbelievable. Two world records, and Bike Sport Radio was there at the L.A. Velodrome. Let's head on over to our next day at the Elite Track Nationals, chatting with Jennifer, and then moving on into National Championships race results coming Jennifer up. Jennifer from Wunderkitten at Elite Nationals as we continue. It's Saturday. Today's Saturday. We just had points race qualifiers going on. Jennifer, you just qualified. How'd you do?
Absolutely. I did great. I took a third in the second sprint, got 3 points, and lapped the field for a full 20 points. Yeah. I'll tell you, it's tough out here, man. These girls are racing so hard. I have such a different respect for the track racing, being a road racer for 11 years, and it's hard. Man, these girls are tough. I was getting bumped out there, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's how we play this game. But they're tough. I love it. It's great women's racing.
Yeah, and track racing's awesome to watch. I see a whole stands full of spectators out here at the ADT Velodrome. You're here on Bike Sport Radio. Well, good luck in the finals. We'll be hanging around later.
Thank you, Brad. Can't wait to see you. Thanks.
All right, real quick before we get into race results, we got some upcoming events, really cool events. The Velosport and Rock and Road Cyclery present the Kurt Sutliff Memorial Santiago Canyon Time Trial coming up on Saturday, October 10th, USA Cycling Categories. And you can buy a one-day license and try racing this time trial in Santiago Canyon. More details at teamvelosport.com, teamvelosport.com. Coming up the next day on October 11th, the Urban Cyclocross continues. This is extreme bike racing in the dirt, on the grass, and up and over barriers throughout the race course in Palos Verdes Estates, the Urban Cyclocross, hosted by Palos Verdes Grupo Ciclismo, a cyclocross-specific bike club. And this event is on October 11th, racing for all categories, free youth races for ages 10 and under. Got some nice prizes from Castle Rock for the Masters, a nice bottle of wine from Castle Rock Winery, and single speed categories as well. I'd like to thank Orange 20 Bikes for sponsoring the single speed categories. Full details on the Urban Cyclocross coming up on October 11th are available at SoCalCyclocross.org. Don't miss that event. If you want to go watch it, it's an awesome event to watch too. Short course, mile and a half course, riders complete multiple laps, and it's really cool to watch them struggle with their bikes over these barriers. Coming up on October 17th, we've got a mountain bike off-road ride, not a race, a fundraising ride called Ride in the Rocks in the Lucerne Valley. This is to benefit Lucerne Valley Schools, and your entry fee includes barbecue chicken and pulled pork lunch and t-shirt. That's the Ride in the Rocks in Lucerne Valley, and full details at that can be found through active.com, or you can go to rideintherocks.com. On October 30th, 31st, and November 1st, the first ever 25 hours of Halloween mountain bike race. Now, those of you who've heard about 24-hour mountain bike racing, this is the first ever 25-hour race, and the reason for that is the clocks change. We change our clocks over the evening of Halloween evening. And racing starts at noon on the 31st, goes through noon on November 1st. And that adds up to 25 hours. How about that? RideSB.com has all details. You can go to RideSB.com/25hoursofHalloween.htm. There's a Friday night pasta feed and party, pancake breakfast, trick-or-treating for the kids, costumes. We're also encouraging the members of the race to set up their campsite in as ghoulish a decorated style as possible. There may even be a campsite decorating contest for whoever's got the best campsite. Great racing venue. Pumpkin carving. You can wear costumes during the race as well. And it's really cool. So make plans now to attend RideSB's first ever 25 Hours of Halloween at the Dirt Club. This is in the Santa Ynez Valley, just north of Santa Barbara. Again, RideSB.com for all details on that event. All right, let's move back into our Elite National Championships race results. Elite Track National Championships results. In the women's team sprints, picking up third place, Team Home Depot's C.J. Boyinger and Dana Feiss. Silver medal going to Meg Bike Central's Kristen Walker and Jen Featheringill. And your winner from Pro Man Hit Squad, Cassandra Holman, Carrie Higgins. In the men's team sprints, picking up the bronze medal, Affinity Cycling's David Espinoza, Dean Tracy, and Andrew LaCourte. Silver medal going to Momentum One, Daniel Walker, Stephen Beardsley, and Kaylin Acuna. And your gold medal winners in the men's team sprints, Land Rovers, Kevin Mansker, Dean Tracy, and Linnell Rockmore. Men's Kieran, bronze medalist from Portland, Oregon, Stephen Beardsley. Silver medal going to David Espinoza. And your winner from Zion Hill, Pennsylvania, Bike Religion's Gideon Massey. In the men's points race, we're going to start with 7th place going to Eric Barlavov. 6th place, Ryan Luttrell. 5th place, Jackie Symes. 4th place, Danny Healy. 3rd place, Cody O'Reilly. 2nd place, Michael Creed. And your winner, Taylor Finney. The Espoir Men points race classification went to Jackie Symes, 3rd place, Cody O'Reilly, 2nd, and Taylor Finney, 1st place. That's for the under 23 age group. In the women's points race, 6th place, Jennifer Wheeler, Kristen King getting 5th place, 4th place going to Catherine Fiedler-Cook, 3rd place going to Shelley Olds, 2nd place, Teresa Cliff Ryan, and your new gold medal champion, Sarah Hammer. That's in the women's points race. Women's sprints. Picking up 3rd place, Diana Feiss. 2nd place, Carrie Higgins. And your winner, Kristen Walker. In the men's sprints, 3rd place going to Daniel Walker. 2nd place, Gideon Massey. And your winner, Adam Dvendek.
All right, in the women's individual pursuits, bronze medalist Heather Jackson. Silver medal going to Dotsy Bausch. And your winner, and new elite national champion, Sarah Hammer, also in the women's pursuit. The SOAR men individual pursuit. In third place, Steven Hersfeld. Second place, Julian Kyer. And your winner, Taylor Finney. The overall individual men's pursuit in fifth place, Robert Meyer. Fourth place going to Julian Kyer. Third place, Daniel Harm. Second place, Roman Killen. And your winner, Taylor Finney. Men's kilos. In the men's kilos, Espoirs. These are the under 23. In fifth place, Joseph Patterson. Fourth place, Steven Hersfeld. Third place, Daniel Sullivan. Second place, David Espinoza. And your winner, Taylor Finney. That's for the under 23 Espoirs. In the overall men's kilos, third place, bronze medalist David Espinosa from Bike America. Silver medal going to Trek Livestrong's Taylor Finney. And your winner in the men's kilo from Bike Religion, Gideon Massey. In the women's scratch race, picking up fifth place, Shelby Reynolds out of Cypress, Texas. Fourth place going to La Jolla, California's Anna Lang. Third place out of Long Beach, Catherine Fiedler Cook. Second place from Kutztown, Pennsylvania, Colleen Haydeck. And your winner out of Los Gatos, California, Shelly Olds. In the men's scratch race, fifth place going to Eric Barlavov. Fourth place, Jacob During. Third place, Daniel Holloway. Second place, out of Boulder, Colorado, Livestrong Trek's Julian Kyer. And your winner, from Ouch Maxis, out of Metztown, Pennsylvania, Bobby Lee. The women's team pursuit. Fourth place going to South Bay Wheelman's Nevada, Morgan Cap, and Kelly Jones. Third place going to Broadmark Capital's Kendi Thomas, Jennifer Wheeler, and Jennifer Triplett. Second place going to Pro-Man Hit Squad's Shelly Olds, Kristen King, and Carrie Higgins. New national champions, Empower Coaching Systems, Sarah Hammer, Kimberly Geist, and Dotsy Bausch. In the men's team pursuit, third place, Ouch Maxis, Steve Pelaz, Bobby Lee, Roman Killen, and Daniel Harm. Second place, Black Dog Cycling, Zach Watson, Ryan Sabga, Ryan Luttrell, and Daniel Lionberg. And your winner, riding for Trek Livestrong, Justin Williams, Ian Moore, Taylor Finney, and Julian Kyer. In the women's 500 meters, fifth place, going to Anna Lang. Fourth place, Jen Featheringhill. Third place, Colleen Haydeck. Second place, Carrie Higgins. And your winner from Momentum Coaching, Kristen Walker. For the Esquire women 500 meter time trial classification, third place, Dana Feese. Second place, Colleen Haydeck. And your winner, Kristen Walker. All right.
Okay, those are the elite national championships results, with the exception of the elite Madison. We're going to have the entire full coverage of the Madison coming up towards the end of our show. It's about an hour-long race, so you don't want to miss that. We don't want to give away the winners either. Very exciting race, the Madison. Complete coverage coming up shortly. A little plug for Kill Radio and Bike Sport Radio. This is a nonprofit project, killradio.org, and we rely on all things donated, contributed, and everything. So we need your help. We need your contributions. We've been doing Bike Sport Radio now for about 10 months here, and I'd like to thank everybody for the overwhelming support that we've already received in just these short 9 months. And Kill Radio, Bike Sport Radio, we need cash. Cash is king. We need to pay our rent. We need things like that, little important things like that. But if you don't have cash, and not many people do these days, services are helpful. Hey, we've got a carpet here I'm looking at. We could use either getting cleaned or something like that. If any of you carpet cleaners out there want to donate your services, we'd be happy to give you a big thanks and shout out on Kill Radio. Possibly all of the DJs throughout all of our programs will thank you for carpet cleaning. Equipment, we can always use equipment. We need new equipment in the studio, electronic equipment, boards, microphones, you name it. We need it, PCs, upgrades. We could use service. We could use web service. If anybody's a webmaster out there, we could use help with our website. We could use an air conditioner. Last August, it was, 100 degrees in the studio, I think, and down here in Koreatown. We have no air conditioning. We actually do have an air conditioner. I see it sitting over here in the corner on the floor. Maybe somebody who's an installer knows how to install would like to contribute that as a contribution towards Bike Sport Radio or Kill Radio, installing our air conditioner for us. I don't know if it works. It's sitting on the ground in the corner. So maybe it doesn't even work, but in any event, somebody could check that out. We would appreciate it. Kill Radio needs your help. You can donate direct to Kill Radio, even $5 if that's all you got. Go to killradio.org and donate online if you'd like to do that as well. We would appreciate your support here at Kill Radio and Bike Sport Radio.
All right, there's the whistle. Massey's on the pole position.
More sounds of the Elite National Track Championships.
Ooh,
live sounds.
Paper now.
Recorded sounds from the racing last week. This is one of our sprint heats. Massey versus Milroy.
Massey going to the back now. Gideon Massey on the back. I have two laps to go. Waiting for our announcer to call it. But, ooh, Massey getting gapped a little bit here. Uh-oh.
Hello, Carrie!
Yeah, one to go. Massey's got a little bit of a gap. He's going to have to make up now. Sammy, his opponent in front, and Massey flying up around him on the back stretch. Goes around him without any struggle at all. Wow.
Something that Feist saw that Lang wasn't quite as alert as she should have been.
Yeah, look at this. Lang
Feist
gapped out.
Lang hesitated, and Feist takes Ryan to number three to break the tie, and it
wow.
will be Dana Feist of Telford, Pennsylvania for Home Depot Center on to the semifinals against Kristen Walker of Houston.
And Dana Feist
on to the final for 58.
Anna Lang caught unaware and gapped out in that match sprint. And that was it. That was the end of her race. Was not able to close the gap back up. So you really got to pay attention to these match sprints.
Anna Lang, PhD candidate in structural engineering, on to the 58 final. The device on to the semifinals.
Oh, look at this heat. Yeah. Here is a situation where the Pete, the pursuer, the Kilo rider, takes an early jump in the match sprints, and his opponent has a huge gap behind him. I don't know if he's going to make it up or not. Good way to sneak away and qualify. Oh, and he's just been caught. Futile attempt, a nice attempt there, but he got caught at a half a lap to go.
Armstrong, Taylor Finney did a 4:23.
Owen Keeley on the backstretch.
Take fifth place. So Keelan last year was the first qualifier to not make it in the finals. He made the last podium spot in fifth place.
All right, there's the start.
Olympian and world champion of the pursuit, Taylor Pitty, Boulder, Colorado. Mr. Livestrong is
there. Taylor going by in his first lap. He's riding for Livestrong, wearing the black Trek Livestrong uniform with yellow highlighting around it. Taylor Finney. He's already picked up some time on his competitor on the other side of the track.
Now,
Julian Kyer being called out, still in the lead with the fastest time. Taylor Finney just now riding. This guy is really smooth when you watch him. You can't see this on the radio, but he has absolutely no wobble to his style. No wobble, and no wiggle. He just looks like a perfectly smooth machine as he transitions around the turns here at the Velodrome. Taylor Finney not wasting any energy at all. Nothing moving at all except his legs. And I think you can see his chest rise and fall if you get close enough in the turns here as he's breathing. Taylor Finney about to catch his opponent on the other side of the track.
Champion. After 1 kilometer, Finney at 110.15. So Finney opened with a 110.1. Keelan opened with a 113.9.
Keelan is just about to get caught now by Finney.
0.6.
Look at this. Finney going over Keelan. Right there.
Keelan for the second kilometer. So both riders accelerating about 4 seconds from their starting kilometer. Finney over the top of Keelan, and remember, he just doesn't get past, you know, Keelan picking up on the massive times out here. In fact, Keelan ranked in second right now.
That's right.
Keelan's still ranked in second. You get passed by the world champion, and he's still ranked in second place. As we approach the third kilometer, Finney approaching the third kilometer, half a lap from now. Keelan's got a lap to go until the third kilometer. Finney at 3:23 after 3 kilometers.
Finney with an awesome ride.
3:23.0, and that is 6.5, 106.5, so just 1/10 of a second slower than the second kilometer. Taylor Finney in a very even pace. Keelan after 3 kilometers was at a 3:32.3.
All right, we got a call in now. We were expecting a new world record holder here. We got Ken Fuller on the telephone. Ken Fuller, new world record holder. All right, back to Sounds of the Velodrome at the Elite National Championship.
third with a 110.1, 106.4, 106.5, and then 107.8 to qualify 11 seconds in the clear in first place at 430.855. Keelan at 441. And that is 6 seconds faster than Keelan's time last year. 112.6 kilometer. That is almost two and a half seconds slower than a second kilometer. Daniel Harm is losing his pace. Ian Burnett still in fourth. Burnett was at 338.1.
We do it. Individual pursuits.
So
elite national track championships.
For a second kilometer and a 113.3. 113.2. For the third kilometer, so he's losing some speed as well. Time to beat is Meyer. Meyer at 446.9. Meyer in second place right now at 448.981.
All right, both riders getting the bell now. One lap to go.
First and second so far. And Harm coming to the line. Burnett going around to the back straight. And Harm was listed in second and does go into second. 6/100ths of a second past Meyer at 448.929.
Harm
448.929, a few seconds slower, which is about 9 seconds slower than his fastest time last year, according to my records. And Burnett into fourth at 451.245.
Okay, so now we are in the men's points race finals.
Ian Moore is out there, a young rider.
Ian Moore off the front. Solo.
Racing, number 66.
Looking around, going, only 118 laps to go.
Number 70 out of Santa Barbara for Bristol Pro Cycling. Taylor Finney takes a turn at the front while one rider breaks away early. Sometimes that can work out okay for you. It's a gamble.
Yeah. Ian Moore. Maybe he's going to go for the early points here.
Ryan Luttrell calls rings for Black Dog Pro Cycling.
Let's keep recording here for the first sprint.
Tire Boulder, the Trek Strong goes to front, maintain an even.
You get 20 points automatically if you lap the field too out here in the points race. So
we'll
put him up 20 points. Ian Moore. About a third of a lap.
Silver medalist in the men's Omnium on Wednesday. Takes a turn at the front. So everybody nice and cooperative. Strung out pretty well. A straight line indicating a fairly medium and high speed there as they are trying to keep Latrell's lead under control. Number 44, Dr. Brent Kay of Temecula, California. But ouch. Presented by Maxxis. Brent Kay qualified through this final by taking the final sprint, a flyer over the top of turn 3 and 4 in a spectacular fashion and barely holding off the pack to take the big 5. And Brent Kay at the back now. Barlovac, the pro rider, known as Barbecue out of Northridge, California. Meanwhile, Latrell still cruising out there, maybe hoping to get 5 points. And maybe like other solo breaks today in the qualifying rounds, wishing that somebody else would go out there and join him so they could get away, but it is not happening. Nobody out there to join him. One of the 12 laps to go. It's going to be 111 on the bell. 111 on the bell. So it looks like Latrell has a good chance of becoming our early race leader. Latrell's going to stay out there for 5 points. It doesn't look like he's been struggling. Armstrong, our biology teacher from Plano, Texas, leading out the pack. Latrell takes the 5. Armstrong gets 3, Holloway 2, and Finney 1.
Big climb for Kelly Benefit Strategies out of Pennsylvania, Valley, Pennsylvania. Armstrong out of Plano, Texas. Chase now led by number 83 of the pack, Ryan Sonko, Denver for Black Dog.
All right, getting ready for our second bell coming shortly.
with Belosser to the next bell, the man out of Valley, Pennsylvania, chased by a man from Plano, Texas. But they can go up, making a pair. And that will give a lot more power, and look at that. Kyer, Julian Kyer, pulled up without chasing. First and second in this sprint, most likely right there, Finney. Followed by Creed, Taylor Finney, followed by Michael Creed. Both Colorado riders. Kalani taking five, Armstrong holds on for three, Finney for two, and Creed for one.
Finney keeps going. That's it.
Danny Healy.
95 laps to go now. Danny Healy, local rider, South Big Wheelman here at Nationals. Jumping across to a little bit of a break in the group there.
Healy at the front again, and now Kyer. Ryan and Armstrong.
Working with number 44, Brent Kay, back into action.
And looks like they're going to make it a scary time there for the race leader, Andrew Armstrong.
The back goal, three goal, Symes leading out. And here comes
Jack Symes.
Oh, I don't see if this is on my page, so I'll have to reread that one. Maybe the 70, Cody O'Reilly. Indeed, Cody O'Reilly of Santa Barbara, our Omnium champion, followed by number 86, Inky Silva of San Diego. And O'Reilly, when he went on to win that historic first modern Omnium, was sixth in the points race, was second in the kilometer, second in the 3K pursuit, third in the 5-kilometer scratch race, third in the 200.
Put the needle there in and out, and a burst of speed out of the pack. And who is that winding rider going up the front? It looks like Bobby Lee, our national scratch race champion. It is Lee, followed by 35, Healy of Hermosa Beach. Healy and Lee. Big stretch now, single file again. And again, our race leaders, Armstrong and Klein, in trouble. Lee and Healy. Taylor Finney, World Pursuit Champion, doing a chase, and one guy can't keep up on the pace and says, I'm out of here for a while. Holt Peterson of Huntington Beach can't hang on, goes back for more guys and a rest.
Okay, Finney joining that group now.
Our two former race leaders in trouble, number 5, Armstrong. Still our race leader with 6 points. Off the back, about to go down a lap and lose 20 points. Number 7 off the front, our parole. Eric Coleman of Northridge, California, for team, a mountain tacky named Barbecue. 5 and 47 are getting a lap by Barbecue. And so they are going to lose 20 points, and they will. Armstrong, number 5, is no longer going to be that race leader. He's going to be down at the bottom at a minus 14 points. Klein is down a lap. He had 5 points and lose 20 for losing a lap, so he's down 15 points. Klein is at negative 15 points. Armstrong will be there shortly, most likely. The pack still strung out single file. 83 laps to go. 83 to go. One lap up for the fearsome foursome.
All right, Cody O'Reilly.
Creed, O'Reilly, Finney, Creed. And Lee. Michael Lee. Creed is our race leader.
Taylor Finney just lapped
Creed
the field.
With 26 points now. They all get 20 points for a lap in the field. Everybody's in the same lap.
That's 74 laps to go.
73 to go. And it looks like Armstrong's going to try to get his lap back and find Armstrong in that break. And you know, it can be done, and it has been done. Armstrong one lap down, minus 14 points. He might be able to get a lap up and be 20 back.
Armstrong leading 87, that is Ryan Sonka of Ben Hood, and Shanty Sanchez of New Chipotle. Pennsylvania, Barbecue,
front of the pack. 72 to go. 71 to go.
All right, here's our next sprint coming up.
What?
A good distance out there. Brolobab and company not going fast at all. Three riders up the road. There's only 1 point remaining for riders in the pack. One man going over the top to try to get it. I think it's 84 Kevin Schiller of San Diego for Team 2. Rosai Wrights. Oh, yes. 84 Schiller takes a single point. Armstrong out there to get his lap back.
All right. Kyer Healy and Holloway forming a three-man pursuit chase, trying to chase those riders off the front in the points race now at 67
to
go.
Holloway, Kyer, and Healy give him chase. Winnie, O'Reilly, and number 44. He's fast, going to get the lap that they were looking for. We've got a danger man coming up. Dangerous with the chase group, catching a man, the rest of the pack right behind
him. And Finney and Kyer.
About 65 to go or so. And here's some news for you. Now, most of the guys that this mostly affects are in the point race, but did you know that one team dropped out of the Madison, so we will not need Madison Heats tomorrow. There will be no Madison Heats tomorrow. Because one team dropped out. I mean, you know, that's always pretty good news, actually. Nice to have the participation, but since one of them had to be eliminated anyway, they just eliminated themselves. No Madison Heats necessary tomorrow.
63 laps to go. Now, Finney off the front with rider number 87. Let's see if the announcer identifies him.
Julian Kyer was a silver medalist in the scratch race. Julian Kyer, silver medalist in the scratch race. Check this drawing out there with number 87, Jackie Symes, the fourth of New Chipotle, Pennsylvania. Symes was sixth of last year in the point race. Signs followed by Kyer. So signs for five, Kyer for three. Taylor Finney for two. And let's see, who was that? 21 maybe? Nope, couldn't have been.
Rider number 28 for 1 point.
Place was in the point. Twosome, chasing a twosome. 28 for 1 point. That was Mike Garrett of MIT, a member of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology team. Nearly Division II, best team all around at the Collegiate Nationals last week. And 87 and 50, making a lap. Jackie Symes gains 20 points. Julian Kyer gains 20 points. Symes with 30. 16 Creed with 26.
Jack Symes.
Number 70, O'Reilly.
Second place. Taylor Finney has gained a lap.
Kyer with 23.
He's our leader right now.
Number 53, Lee with 20.
And look at this. Danny Healy, South Big Wheelman now on the attack off the front solo.
With
like number 86 joining in. Is that Iggy Silva?
Those riders in contention in the top seven riders have gained a lap. In seventh place is number 53, Lee with 20. In sixth place right now, number 28, Garrett with 21. In fifth place is number 50, Kyer with 23. In fourth place, number 70, O'Reilly with 25. In third place, number 16, Creed with 26. In second place, number 87, Symes with 30. And leading this race, number 124, Taylor Finney with 45 points. O'Reilly out there with Healy of
Barbosa Beach. And then maybe Iggy Silva with them.
Yeah, Iggy Silva.
51 on the bell.
Here's our next point spread. 51 laps to go.
Silva. With O'Reilly and Healy.
Iggy Silva, Cody O'Reilly, and Danny Healy now.
Meyer, silver medals in the sprint race. And in fifth place in this race right now, leading the chase from the back. O'Reilly takes the 5, Healy for 3, Silva for 2, and 1 point goes to Armstrong. And Armstrong has gained enough points recently that he is minus 10 now, negative 10.
Okay, so that threesome of Healy, O'Reilly, and Iggy Silva, they're working together like a little machine out there. They're actually gaining time on the rest of the pack in the points race at 49 laps to go. They might actually pick up a lap, which would be 20 points, 20 bonus points for each of those three riders. So they are
Bobby Lee in front of the pack, Taylor Finney up there.
They're about a half a lap ahead now.
Silver medalist and Omnium is up there. A lot of heavy hitters up there. A lot of heavy hitters up here, too. We've got our Omnium champion just slipping through the pack of the breakaway right now, Cody O'Reilly.
Listening to Bike Sport Radio right now. Bike Sport Radio, the Reese National Championship East Grass Race.
Hammer a little bit more. Iggy Silva of San Diego. Cody O'Reilly of Santa Barbara.
Oh, I wouldn't say not gaining it. They are gaining. They're actually more than half a lap now. They are more than half a lap up. And they might actually catch the peloton. Danny Healy, South Lake Wheelman, now moving to the front.
45 to go. 45 laps to go. 45 to go.
45 laps to go. They've only got about a third of a lap to go to catch the pack.
Breakaway. Taylor Finney leads the chase. 63 is fast tack right on. David McCook, former national scratch race champion of the Cookout Mountain Dew. The Village Miller, number 63, just right there on Taylor Finney. Up and down with him.
Look at this. They're quarter lap. Quarter lap to go.
Wants to get away from the back, wants to go after that break.
Cody O'Reilly now going to the front.
While the bat continues to push the pace,
O'Reilly pulls up, Healy goes to the front. And they're just under a half a lap, less than a half a lap. They lost a couple of seconds there. Oh. The pack's really chasing now as they've strung out single file. It's 42 laps to go.
Dan Holloway, Mike Creed, and Jackie Symes all at the front.
41 to go. Here's our next race.
Steady on. No changes in the pace. Nice and steady. Not as fatiguing that way. Meanwhile, Brewing. Holloway stuck under Brewing. Holloway can't go anywhere. And off the front goes. Somebody moving out so fast I can't even see him. Healy takes the 5. Silver for 3. O'Reilly for 2. And Bobby Lee for 1. And Bobby Lee, the master of going after gaps like this. He is able to gain a half a lap.
Bobby Lee, the master of going after. Look at this. Bobby Lee puts himself into that breakaway. Actually rides right through the breakaway. And, yep, Cody O'Reilly, Danny Healy, Iggy Silva. Now they got 4 off the front. This is a very powerful group now.
As Lee just goes past him to announce his presence. And at 30-something, 37, I think, to go or so. We've got 4 riders up there, including National Scratch Race champion Bobby Lee and a gazillion times National Pursuit champion at that. Number 53 out of Merchtown for Ouch, presented by Maxis. Taylor Finney at the front. No Trek Loopstrong riders are into that break, and the World Pursuit champion probably doesn't like that situation. Iggy Silva struggling.
Uh-oh, yeah. These 4 riders. Iggy Silva in trouble now.
Higher, our Scratch Race silver medalist.
Bobby Lee, turn on the afterburners. Cody O'Reilly, Danny Healy, and Iggy Silva. A little bit of trouble there.
36 laps to go. 36 to go. And we are at 3 again. Iggy Silva struggling to stay with that.
Come on, Iggy!
Just get on and then just sit at the bat. Taylor Finney powers the chase.
Perez coming off the back of the pack. Meanwhile, Lee, and we've got one flat somewhere, and it is Lee with a flat. He's got a few laps to get back in, and he's near the pit area.
Look at this. In the breakaway, Bobby Lee getting a flat, dropping out of the break. Unbelievable. And they're going to try to swap bikes on him. Watch this. Well, you can't watch this because this is radio. But we've got Danny Healy, Cody O'Reilly, and Iggy Silva still off the front. And Bobby Lee going to get a mechanical.
Yeah, that was some really exciting action out there. Bobby Lee in that breakaway with Cody, Iggy, and Danny. Unfortunately, that seemed to have cost them. That breakaway did get caught in the points race. Let's continue here.
Wheel change. They're swapping that wheel out in the backstretch. He gets three laps. If they can change that wheel out quick enough, get him pushed back in there.
Carson, Kit Carson, I think, is in no man's land. Went off the back of the pack, I believe. Oh.
Come on.
Carson.
Come on.
It's
exciting.
Eligible for points. You also cannot work with these guys. You can just sit in the back. Taylor Finney leading the change.
Okay, Bobby Lee's got his wheel change. They're giving him a push, and he is back. After having that flat, Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee getting back in there. Not eligible for the sprint, but he will be back in there. So, number 43 not eligible for the sprint. Number 53 not eligible for the sprint because he was just out on three laps. No fair to give a rider who's had a rest a chance on the sprint. So, four spots for one guy. Two guys coming up from the pack. Zoom.
Wow.
5 points for number 84.
And the breakaway caught by two riders from the pack. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. If it wasn't for that mechanical. So what's the ruling on that? I'm here with one of the officials here. Lynn, the ruling is if it's a mechanical, you can't...
I'm not working.
Oh, you're not an official today. What are the rules then? You know the rules, right? You can't get... He's not eligible for a free lap.
Three laps
to get back in.
Five
to get back in, but he's not eligible for the sprint. He gets in at one to go.
Now, anywhere here, Bobby Lee back off the front with three and Armstrong. Lee with three and Armstrong.
He's not eligible for any points in the sprint for a reason. What was the reason? Because of one to go? If he gets his three laps, then he's not able to... It sounded to me like he was able to get his position back, but not eligible for the points because he's been resting. Yeah. All right. Well, they've all been caught, so they're all together now.
It happens every time.
Okay, so we are at 26 to go.
Yeah,
Dan Holloway now.
Leading the pack. We're going to go over some guys that just want to lap down and get them an ID for you. Kyer, our Sprat Race Silver Medals Kyer, number 50, out of Boulder for Chuck Livestrong. At the front of the pack again, doing a lot of work on behalf of teammate Finney. Finney still our race leader at 35 points. Number 70, O'Reilly, has 35. Number 87, Symes, has 30. Number 16, Creed, has 28. Number 50, Kyer, has 23. Number 53, Lee, has 21.
Outside.
Luttrell, Creed, and I believe it is Healy. Luttrell, Creed, Healy, and Balabob. In that order for 5, 3, 2, and 1 at 20 to go.
Okay, we are at 17 to go. Four riders
Finney,
off the front.
Now Finney followed by 66-4. Just steady along, and Healy can smell blood. Balabob smells blood.
Luttrell, Luttrell, and Michael Creed and Danny Healy are going to pick up a lap on the field. Look at this. They are a quarter lap.
Balabob does not have a lap up.
At 15 to go.
Healy at 11 points would zip up into about third place if he gets a lap.
Yeah.
Luttrell.
They got their lap.
Up here too. Yeah,
by 20 points, and all of a sudden things change. The new race leader is number 16, Michael Creed.
How about that? They're going to have 20 laps by lapping the field.
Mike one out of Colorado Springs is our new race leader with 51 points. 124, Taylor Finney with 45, O'Reilly with 35. Danny Healy is now in fourth place. Number 35, Healy has 31 points. In fourth place, Luttrell has moved up into a tie for fifth with Signs at 30 points each. So 60 Luttrell and 87 Signs have 30 points each. Barlabab, number 7, has 24. We've got nine riders who have gained the lap out here. Bobby Lee, number 53, is in ninth place with 21 points. Tires in eighth place with 23. If you want to be in the top five, you've got to have at least 30 points in this race. And yeah. Creed and Finney both have a couple laps over a lot of riders in the
field. 11 laps to go.
The two top guys. Creed at number 16 has 51, and Finney number 124 has 45. They are duking it out for the race lead at only 10 laps to go. Six laps, 6 points. Creed has 6-point lead over Finney. Finney fights back to take the big five there, and Creed was not in on that sprint. And so there, right there, Taylor Finney brings it up to a 1-point difference. Taylor Finney now has 50 points. David Moyer scored for 3 points. That's his first score of the game. Iggy Silva gets two more. Iggy Silva gets two more. That gets him 11 points. He still hasn't gained a lap, though. And Jackie Symes, number 87, gets one more point. That gives him 31. 31 points. So Healy and Symes both have 31. They're tied for fourth and fifth.
Wow.
Cody O'Reilly has 35 points. So O'Reilly coming...
Eight laps to go. Eight laps to go now.
35 points, 4 points ahead of Healy and Symes. Probably well cemented in the bronze medal position unless Healy or Symes wins the sprint and O'Reilly doesn't score at all. Healy or Symes, 35 or 87, if they win the sprint and O'Reilly number 70 doesn't score at all, then O'Reilly could lose the bronze. Otherwise, O'Reilly's in the bronze position. 124, Finney has 50 points. Taylor Finney, our pursuit champion, only 1 point behind number 16, Michael Creed, of Team Tank 2 out of Colorado Springs. So 16 and 124 is where the big prize awaits. Number 5, Armstrong, still trying to get his lap back.
6 laps to go, six to go.
Not able to do it on this one, and we are getting down to the nitty-gritty. 5 to go. 5 to go, riders. 5 laps to go. And for the first time in a while, nobody's off the front because they lapped the field. And there goes Jacob during the Irvine, California for the Belt Factory team. Silver medalist in the Omnium. During a speedster. And he can do it. He's got the speed for a short distance. And he is trying a solo here. Does he have 5 laps in him? During in the Omnium.
Jacob during. Look at this.
One of the 3K, actually. He's
a quarter lap ahead and 4 laps to go. He's going to see three at the line. He could win the final sprint.
Trial ability and out speed. During going to the big five on a final sprint. During has no points. During has no points. He's not a danger man. Number 16, Creed, and number 124, Finney are watching each other. They're going to be taking down for first and second. They will be first and second between them. In third at 35 points, 4 points ahead of Healy and Symes. 35 and 87, Healy and Symes in fourth and fifth at 31 points each. Number 16, Luttrell has 30.
He could hey, be on that's the it. Two. We're going to come down that's to one to go, and here comes Cody O'Reilly.
35 and Symes, 87.
At one to go.
Dory trying to stay out there, but here
look
comes
at Cody O'Reilly.
Flames.
Whoa!
Jack O'Reilly followed
off
by
the
Finney.
Front.
Creed
Cody O'Reilly.
Creed is
20 by the link.
And they are going to be tied. I think it is going to be 3-2. Finney takes 3 points. Creed gets 2 points. Number 86, Silva gets 1 point. And it is
Cody O'Reilly was on fire. I think we saw flames coming off the back of his quads there.
Creed and Finney are going to be
rocking around in front.
Let's take a look. Yes, 53 points each. 53 points each, and Finney finished in front of Creed in the final sprint, and that may be the tiebreaker. Tied on points, but Finney finishing ahead of Creed in the final sprint. Finney, I believe, will be our national point race champion with Creed at the silver medal. Cody O'Reilly hangs on. No
not score in the final sprint. They are in fourth and fifth tied. So it depends on who finished first.
James!
Among those two, 35, 87,